Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, July 29th. Governor Henry McMaster today announced a statewide face covering requirement of sorts.
Number two, I'm calling on counties and municipalities to enact ordinances requiring the wearing of face masks, face coverings, practicing social distancing.
McMaster also announced the easing of restrictions on some businesses and additional guidelines for others. Starting August 3rd, restaurant patrons will be required to wear masks and establishments limit their capacity to 50%. Also, concerts, events, and operations that bring together mass gatherings will be permitted, but attendance will be limited to 50% capacity or 250 attendees, whichever comes first. State public health officials today announced 1,666 new cases of novel coronavirus and 48 additional deaths. Statewide, more than 85,000 people have been infected by the virus and 1,551 have died. And as of today, nearly 1,600 people are hospitalized in South Carolina with COVID-related complications. South Carolina State Fair is the latest event to succumb to the COVID-19 pandemic. South Carolina Public Radio's Tut Underwood has the details.
The State Fair is making big changes this year to deal safely with the COVID outbreak. It will be a free two-day drive-through event taking place October 20th and 21st. Though there will be no rides this year, visitors will be able to drive through car-friendly attractions highlighting South Carolina's agriculture, history, arts, and culture. General Manager Nancy Smith said the fair wanted to give the community something positive to look forward to. One ever-popular feature that will remain is the food. Smith said fairgoers will be able to purchase their fair favorites in a drive-through fashion. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Plagued by groundings in a dwindling air travel industry, aerospace giant Boeing announced today more cuts to plane production. The company says it will cut 787 Dreamliner production to 6 planes per month by this year. That's much faster than previously announced when Boeing said it would go from 10 planes to 7 planes per month by 2022. Boeing splits 787 production between Everett, Washington and North Charleston, but that too could change. The company also announced today it's exploring consolidating production of the Dreamliner to one location. And the National Hurricane Center is not quite ready to classify the system in the Eastern Caribbean as a tropical storm, stating in their 2 p.m. update that it still lacks a well-defined circulation. However, meteorologist Megan Borowski says it's almost certain to become Tropical Storm Isaias later tonight.
Satellite imagery has shown an uptick in thunderstorm activity today, which could indicate better organization and strengthening. However, uncertainty with this one is still unusually high because there is no official center of circulation yet, and we just don't know how it may interact with the islands of the Greater Antilles.
Regardless of when it's classified, Megan says there remains the potential for at least some impacts here in the southeast this weekend. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.